Fraser Health will be limiting non-critical patient care at Royal Columbian Hospital from Wednesday to Monday, to better transition doctors and nurses to a new digital clinical care system. This means a little more pressure will be put on the region's hospital network during this time. But Dr. Amin Hassan Ali, the health authority's chief medical information officer, says care will not be compromised as the hospital makes a full transition to its new system called Meditech Expanse on Saturday. Royal Columbian Hospital, located in New Westminster, is one of three hospitals, alongside BC Children's and Vancouver General, that handles extreme, level 1, trauma cases. It is also one of 12 acute care hospitals in the province. Hassan Ali said the hospital will still be receiving patients presenting with critical and life-threatening injuries, such as a heart attack. What may occur, however, is a patient with non-urgent needs may be rerouted to another hospital by ambulance, or, in the case of patients coming to the emergency room themselves, they will be assessed and potentially transferred elsewhere. BC Emergency Health Services, which operates ambulances, deferred questions on its plans for the special operation to Fraser Health. Any patient that shows up at the hospital will be cared for, said Hassan Ali, adding that the plan is to get the hospital to at or under 100% capacity, whereas it typically operates above capacity. I want to reassure the public there will be no patient that will be turned away, said Hassan Ali. As such, staff have already been a little more diligent in moving existing patients from Royal Columbian Hospital to other hospitals in the region, said Hassan Ali. I wouldn't say there are any diversions happening, said Hassan Ali, framing the operational plan as a mere extension of the current means of triaging patients, only that there may be more instances of patients getting care elsewhere. Still, Hassan Ali said Abbotsford General Hospital's acute care ward and Vancouver General Hospital's trauma center are aware of the heightened potential to receive more patients. Unlike other recent hospital closures and diversion plans across the province, Hassan Ali assures the public Royal Columbian Hospital is not short on staff. Hassan Ali said the system means higher quality patient care, as information in a digital chart is moved to care teams in a digital system. So you don't have to repeat your story. Hassan Ali said the system will also reduce the risk of medication errors. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca